Victoria, a lot of the Bevan Foundation's emphasis has been on social capital.
We've done a lot of work on that, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the institutions, because that was the title I was given. And I thought it would be useful to come back to first principles and ask, what do we want from our institutions? I think the first thing is they need to be accountable and representative of our population. They need to be fit for purpose, so they need to be at the right spatial scale. They need to have the right mix of powers, and they need to have resources. And they need to be resilient, so that they are not only fit for purpose now, but they have some degree of being future-proof. And I think it's very clear we don't have those institutional structures at the moment. I'm not expecting a round of applause here, but I think Cardiff Capital Region is opaque and it's inaccessible. It is very difficult. It is very difficult to find out what is going on, and even if you do, it's far from clear who you object to, who you complain about, just where you go with your placard if that's what you want to do. Is it fit for purpose? Well, that's a moot point as well. If you look at how people live, there is the geography of South East Wales at the moment is not one of a single region. And is it future-proof? Well, I wonder about that too. The whole concept is based on long-distance commuting, which may well not last into the next 10, 15 years. So what do we do? Well, I think we need institutions that are capable of delivering an inclusive economy. And that's an economy that's inclusive not only geographically, so it brings as many benefits to the heads of the valleys as it does to Cardiff, but also one that's inclusive socially, so that we eradicate poverty in South East Wales. To do this, we need to dump the stereotypes. I have been grinding my teeth and sitting on my hands during some of this debate, as people have talked about visiting the valleys, so it might be somewhere where you want to live, or attracting artists to the valleys, and other examples. Lots of us, including myself, live there now and choose to live there. Artists live there now and choose to live there. There are more people in poverty in Cardiff than there are in the South Wales valleys. So we need to take those old glasses off and get some nice new ones that mean we can see what's under our noses. We need to engage with people and listen to them, not one way, but so we can understand what their priorities are and how they live. And when we do that, you will hear that actually for most people, trains don't matter. They are a way of getting from A to B, and at the moment, they don't often run where people want to go. One of the biggest things that people don't realise is that there is now something called a travel-to-work area that covers the heads of the valleys. And that's because more people commute across the top of the valleys than commute north-south. And we need to listen to that and understand it. And we need to be wary of overselling the metro. I think there's a huge risk that it will be oversold in the same way as the structural funds were oversold, as something that will be transformative. It might transform some parts of South East Wales, but I can tell you that in places like Tredegar and Ebbervale, its chances of transforming those communities is slim. And we all know what people did when they saw the structural funds not delivering. So I think we have a real opportunity here, not necessarily to build our institutions around a metro, but to think more deeply about what kind of South East Wales we want to see and how we can unleash the opportunity and make it more inclusive. And I'm going to be very quick, because I know I've been going on. But I do think the time has come, having been resistant to the idea for many years, I do see we have a delivery gap between what the Welsh Government is able to do and has the powers and skill sets to do, and what local authorities who've been completely denuded of their economic development capacity can deliver as well. I don't think we need a development agency, but I do think we need people on the ground who can deliver. Thank you.
Victoria, many thanks.